Wow.
Sorry, Jason.
Damn it. I need to something else.
Change your Twitter avatar to a harmonica.
Oh, I'm tempted.
Do it.
Do it. I have much influence.
Twitter.com.
This could take a minute. Welcome to episode 31 of One More Podcastle, bringing criminals to justice every week. My name is Eric Bailey, I have no superpowers, and I am the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name's Jason Lamb, resident Canadian editor, and my office, a walking distance of a nuclear reactor.
Nice. Hunter is actually absent this week, but in his place, we have the ever-handsome, ever-charismatic, wonderful Norman Caruso, the gaming historian. Norm, introduce yourself.
Hey, I am Norman Caruso, creator, editor, slash everything of the Gaming Historian, and former writer for One More Castle.
You make it sound like we might have fired you or something.
But... Well, go ahead and tell them. Tell them what happened.
No, I refuse. I'm just going to let them form the vagaries in their own mind.
Yeah, let's keep it a mystery.
We're still on good terms with Norm. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. But I am super stoked to be on this podcast to talk retro games with you guys.
Yeah, that's pretty much all we do is talk about old video games. So we're stoked to have you.
Awesome. Let's do it.
Cool. Well, have you been playing any old video games lately?
No, I'm not really into old video games.
Well, shucks. Maybe Jason can bail me out with a 90s PC game he played in school once upon a time.
Oh, I love those games.
Yeah, you know, anything recent I've been playing. You know what I've been trying to do? I went to the Twin Galaxies website the other day.
Yeah.
And because they redesigned it, I guess. And I noticed they have a high score for Dr. Mario.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to beat that.
Really?
Because I think I can do it. Yeah.
That would actually be newsworthy. I think that would actually get some attention if you did that.
Man, I'm really addicted to that game, so I think I can beat it.
Cool.
That's what I've been spending most of my time. Let's see. I've been playing RBI Baseball because baseball season started up, so kind of a theme. You got to play RBI Baseball.
That's true. I need to get back on that myself, yeah.
What about you guys?
I've been playing Age of Empires 2, but I've been playing the remake, so it's kind of the same game. I did a review for the website.
I saw that just like 15 minutes ago. I read it.
Yeah. Oh. It's disappointing.
it's exactly the same game, but in HD now, right?
Yeah, except like you don't have options and it lags and multi-monitor support is kind of whack.
I still have my original discs for that game.
You're better off then. You can probably find... Actually, there's mods out there that'll make it look better than this HD version.
Oh. Well, that sucks.
Yeah. So save your $20.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I got from your review was, it's a fun game, but as an upgrade, it's lacking and it's really not worth $20.
Yeah, not really.
Is it better than Alfred Chicken? Probably not, right?
You and your Alfred Chicken.
Yeah, you know, I got to throw all these inside jokes in this podcast while I can.
Nice. That's good. We have our own fair share, so... Between me and you, if we can make Jason confused, we'll really be treading new ground.
I am. I didn't even know there was a thing called Alfred Chicken.
You're not aware of Alfred Chicken?
No, I'm looking it up now.
You're better off. Don't even worry about it.
It's a good game. You should check it out.
It's not.
It's not bad. It's just random. It is the most random
worse.
Game
I like it.
Of all time.
I think it's a fun game.
It's okay.
Are you even a chicken?
Kinda.
You are a chicken.
Named Alfred?
Yep.
Did you just call me a chicken?
Yeah.
Wow. Norm's kind of a jerk.
Well, that's you just need to appreciate the game, that's all. I even took a picture of the Game Boy cart and sent it to you when I was at MAGFest, and you just didn't care.
What, really? Did I completely miss that?
I tweeted it to you, but yes, wow. I did.
Huh.
What a jerk.
What a jerk.
Dang. Oops. Well, anyway, here's hoping that DuckTales Remastered turns out better than Age of Empires 2 HD.
Yeah, hopefully.
That does look pretty exciting, actually.
It does.
Yeah. Are we in agreement that as long as they keep the moon theme intact, we'll all be happy?
Yeah,
moon theme is good.
Mm-hmm. Cool. As for me, I'm not going to plug my own blog or mention it, but it involves NES games, so I've been playing those. You know, that's kind of my thing. So what have I been playing lately? I've been on a shooter kick. So I'm playing like some Abadox, and I recently finally got Metal Fighter, which is a Color Dreams game, and might be my favorite Color Dreams game ever now, which is crazy. Little Cobra Command, stuff like that.
Eric, have you ever played a game called, I think it's called King's Knight?
Yes, yes.
I think Square put it out.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a weird shoot 'em up.
That is a very distinctive, unique experience. Yes.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, but I like it. I haven't played it in a while, but that's the one where you're like walking across the landscape, right? And you're just taking stuff out as you go. Yeah.
I do really like Abadox, though. That's the only problem I have with that game is when you die, it's very hard to recover.
Oh yeah, I would even
especially in the later levels.
Yeah, I would say in levels 5 and 6, even with infinite continues, coming back without power ups, you're just not going to make any progress. I mean, there are parts that are just so jam packed with projectiles and enemies and narrow corridors, and yeah, that is a murderously hard game.
I actually did a video on it.
Oh well, I will have to check that out.
I will plug it. Go watch.
Go watch
right now.
The Gaming
Stop this podcast
video.
And go watch
on Abadox. But I mean, it's one of those games where it's so visually distinctive, you don't mind the torture of playing it. Like, it's just a treat to be a part of this gruesome brutality going on screen. I mean, that's just me.
Yeah, you're inside an alien's body. I mean,
yeah. How often do you get
pretty
to
cool
do that? I mean, other than a typical Thursday night for Hunter.
Well, that guy's really into lava lamps, so.
Oh, we can make fun of Hunter because he's not here.
I know, right?
We do that. We do that anyway.
Yeah, we do.
I didn't think it would happen. So you guys had that cool lava lamp on your at your booth for the Midwest Classic
Gaming
convention?
Classic. Yep,
Midwest
Gaming
Classic.
Classic.
Yeah, so I commented, oh, sweet lava lamp. And he said he was changing his Twitter avatar. And I was like, you should make it a lava lamp. And he did it.
Yeah. Apparently he really likes
happen.
You.
All right.
You have more influence than you realize.
I guess so.
You should just start telling everyone to change their Twitter avatars and see how many people listen to you.
Eric, I need you to change your Twitter avatar.
I don't know about mine. I like mine.
Yeah, but I want it to be something different.
Okay.
He's got you there.
Yes, he does. Okay, I'll see what I can do. I don't know if we ever mentioned this, but the funniest part about that lava lamp is it takes 4 to 6 hours to warm up.
What?
But then you have to let it cool off before you pack it away because it might melt things that it's next to, like fragile Nintendo games and Sega CD and stuff. So we would go to our booth in the morning and turn it on, and then by like 2 o'clock it would be on for like 2 hours, and we'd have to turn it off again.
Wow.
And maybe I think we got lucky. I think it probably got a little more time than that, but
yeah, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was even just warming up, it's just, you have this glowing retro themed lighting on your table. That's what they told us, to have some retro themed lighting.
That's
what comes to my mind when I think retro themed lighting, right? What else?
I was thinking like fire. I mean, you want to go old school?
Well, we considered that, but hotel management said no.
That's too bad. Yeah. You're just trying to fit the theme.
You know what? Maybe next year. I won't even tell hotel management. I'll just do it.
You know, I'd love to go to that next year because I am not too far from that that convention. Maybe I'll join you guys next year.
Yeah, where are you?
Kansas City.
Oh, okay. Well, if you need to stay in Chicago, make the trip a little shorter like Hunter did. My house is your house.
And we can go to the steakhouse.
Yes, we can finally have our steak date.
Yeah.
That will all work out perfectly.
Finally.
You've been planning a steak date?
Oh, well, Jason, you have no idea.
I'm so confused.
It's like a 2 years on thing we have going between us, I think.
2 years ago, Eric made a promise.
Dun, dun, dun. But then I went back on it, remember?
Yeah, and then I wanted some pizza. You know, the timeline's a little shaky, so.
Yeah, because it went steak, pizza, and then I think it's back to steak now.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe next year we can actually make that happen.
Let's do it.
Excellent. Jason, you want some steak or would you rather have pizza?
Oh, I love steak. Yeah. Sign me up for steak.
Got it.
Wait, how about steak on pizza?
Whoa, whoa, that's...
Steak pizza is pretty good. I like that.
That sounds okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. Hmm. Barbecue sauce in there. Mmm.
Some pineapple.
Mmm. I don't know. Barbecue.
Pineapple.
That's my favorite pizza topping. I like pineapple.
I really like anchovies.
What?
I've been on an anchovy kick lately.
I've never tried it. I just can't get over the thought.
The thought of what?
Just a little tiny fish on top of my pizza.
Yeah, they're good.
I really like eating little fish. Have you guys ever had micro shrimp?
Micro shrimp?
Yeah.
Really teeny, teeny shrimp?
Yeah. I used to buy cans of it just so I could feel superior on the apex predator chart because you're sitting there eating like 1,000 dead animals at once. Like, how many creatures had to die to feed me tonight? Just eating a can of micro shrimp.
You're so cool, Eric.
Is that really just cracking open like a package of sea monkeys and tossing them back?
Kinda, yeah. Slurping them up. Sea monkeys.
Delicious.
So, you guys ready for that listener email discussion question?
I guess so.
Oh, yeah. Good transition. Let's jump into it.
Yeah, it goes like this. Hey, guys. My name is Retro Times. And editor's note, there's an underscore between retro and times. And I've been listening to the podcast since episode 1. And this is my first time emailing, so here it goes. I actually have two questions. One, if you could live in the world of any retro video game, which one would you pick, and what would you do? Now, you can't be the main character of the game. You would just be in the background, but you could still interact with the characters. And to follow that up, number two, if you could change the storyline of the video game you were in, how would you change it? That's it. Thanks for the podcast, guys, and keep going. I will see you in Retro Heaven. Bits to you from Retro _ Time.
Man, how did he get a name like that? Retro _ times.
Yeah, his mother must have not been very...
Yeah, my mom named me Norman. I mean...
Yeah, I got Jason.
I have a middle name Retro. I'm not going to mention.
Oh, what's your middle name?
I'm not telling you. What's yours?
I have two.
We can trade. Oh, you have two?
I have two.
Cool.
I'll make you a deal. I'll give you two for one.
Okay. Done.
All right.
You now have
cool.
Mine.
What's your middle name?
I'm not telling you. I'll tell you later.
All right.
Can't reveal his secret identity.
Yeah.
He's a legend.
Eric the Legend Hunter.
Nice. Nice. Oh, Hunter, he is a legend. So what did you guys think about this question? Like, did you have anything pop into mind?
Yeah, I'd be in the game Splatterhouse.
Huh. Interesting.
but I would change it so that the killer guy wasn't in the story.
Oh, okay.
So you'd just be in a creepy, possessed house?
Yeah, but I wouldn't die.
All right.
It would be an experience, but I wouldn't die.
Does that just strike you as a thrilling thing to do, is just sit around this creepy house? not dying. Yeah,
creepy, somewhat haunted house.
Just a little.
But, you know, not actually be macheted to death.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but, like, there's so many evil things in that game. Like, couldn't you, like, accidentally die by something else?
No. No.
No.
Not with the theory I'm going with.
Okay. This was a really interesting question, by the way.
Yeah,
I had to really think about this for a little bit.
What'd you come up with, Caruso?
I actually chose Earthbound.
Oh,
Earthbound.
Because everything is so colorful and happy, and because you're not actually the main character, you can hang out with the NPCs.
Mm, yep.
And the NPCs in Earthbound have some of the funniest lines I've ever read in a video game. So I think it would just be really fun to hang out in that game. And there's an arcade in that game.
Have some coffee.
Yeah, there's a mall.
Take in a concert.
Yes. Go to the swamp.
Learn some martial arts in a mountaintop.
Hang out with some dinosaurs.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
It's not a bad choice. And how would you change the storyline?
I would make it so there's no evil Gygas. There's just it's just a happy world.
All right. The meteorite never lands.
And Ness is my best buddy.
Cool. You two can play.
I want the meteorite to land. I want that meteorite though. It seems like a cool place to hang out.
If you don't mind the radioactivity.
Yeah, not bad. And I want the Starmen. I want the Starmen to jump around stuff. Be free.
How poetic. I came up with the answer to number one pretty quickly. I want to live in Clock Town from Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask.
That'd be cool.
And what I want to do is be a shop owner who runs a mini game. Like,
interesting.
Like shoot the chicken or something.
Shoot the chicken.
Yeah, you know, there's these chickens.
Just shoot the chicken.
Just shoot it. Gee.
Obviously, I didn't think this through 100%. I'll give it more thought sometime. Just, you know, just some fun little mini game. You bring in your item. You pay a fee. You score high enough. You know, get a prize. I think that'd be fun.
Here's a fun fact. I've never played Majora's Mask.
Neither have I.
Well, I don't know.
I never beat Ocarina of Time either.
Now that is unforgivable.
Wait, you played it but didn't beat it?
Yeah.
Did you just get halfway through and like, eh, whatever?
No, I got to near the end and then...
And then what?
Just never bothered beating it.
What, did you get a girlfriend or something?
No, I just never bothered beating it. I did the same thing with Final Fantasy VII.
Gah.
Got to the end. Just didn't bother beating it.
That's kind
of... Wait, did that with Final Fantasy X as well.
That's a weird habit.
Ah, man.
Yeah.
Jason,
I don't know.
That's...
It's something with those... Something to do with those long RPGs.
Eric, are you sure you want this guy on your website?
I don't know. My brain.
Yep. Right.
Although, you know, Final Fantasy VII's ending was kind of... You're not missing much, so...
Yeah.
But see, I have to tell both of you, Majora's Mask has one of the best endings in video game history.
Really?
Do you save the world?
Well, you do, but there's 30 different masks to collect.
Yes.
And for every mask you collect throughout the game, it unlocks another part of the ending that shows the result of the people's lives you positively affected. It is
cool. So to get the full ending, I have to get every mask?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have time for that.
Well, nobody does, but it's wonderful when you're a teenager and you do, and I did, and it was great.
I need to go back in time to when I was young and had time.
Yeah, right? I feel you there.
I do remember watching my friend play Majora's Mask, and the one thing I always remember is the moons, like how creepy they look.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the thing that stands out.
Will consume everything.
And I guess it gets closer to the world. Is that right? It gets closer and closer. You have like 24 hours, I think.
Yeah, at the start of the game, you have 3 days. The game actually starts, it says dawn of the first day. And then
gotcha.
Like by nighttime of the third day, I mean, it's occupying most of the sky, and it's going to crash into Clock Town and kill everyone.
So, and you want to live there?
I do, but that's where number two comes into play. If you could change the storyline of the game, how would you change it? See, I could change the storyline to where Majora's Mask never falls into the hands of the Skull Kid, and so the moon never becomes a threat. But then I would probably not get a chance to meet Link, which I think would be awesome. But on the other hand, if I'm just some schmuck running a minigame shop in Clock Town, would I even know who Link is and want to meet him anyway?
So you could just like wander into the forest one day and be like, oh, look,
it's some strange fairy boy.
It's this fairy boy.
I could do that. Yeah, you're right.
See?
At face value.
You got to get out of the shop sometimes. You know, you get a little stir crazy. You got to get out and walk around.
Fever. But I guess it sounds like a good idea to change the storyline from potential complete world devastation. I think I'll prevent that. How about that?
I agree.
Excellent. Majora's Mask, you both should play it, then we can talk about it.
All right.
What if the moon was there, but it gave you, like, gifts? It wasn't an evil moon. It was just a moon, but it was, like, super close to you all the time. But it gave you cool stuff.
Like, it was just constantly vomiting presents on the town?
Yeah, but it was uncomfortably close to the town.
Like, where you're like, you could almost touch it.
Yeah, like you'd be like, okay, I mean, thanks for all these gifts, but you're like really close to us right now.
So it's like the overly attached girlfriend of celestial bodies.
Yeah. Oh my God. If you're claustrophobic, you'd probably would not want to live there. That's what I'm
saying. Trying to go to sleep tonight and it's like peeking in your window.
Yeah, it's like, hey, do you have everything you need? And it's like got gifts all over its craters and stuff. And
There you go.
Just trying to make the game more interesting, you know.
What, are you thirsty? Need some coffee? There you go.
You should make a director's cut of the game with this feature.
Yeah, any you guys know how to code some 64 games?
Well, did you guys see the guy who put Nicolas Cage's face into the game?
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, so funny. I was just creeped out more than anything. I mean, it's cool that he did it, but good lord.
It wouldn't be hard. It's just a texture swap.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, but it's of Nicolas Cage.
Which is even better.
Oh, man.
Even better.
There's also that creepy ghost story.
Oh, yeah, that freaked me out.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
The creepypasta version of Majora's Mask.
Yep, with the Ben.
Yeah, hacked it all.
The Ben character. Yeah.
Yes.
Read if you dare, listeners.
Yep. Google it. Look it up. If you could texture any one celebrity's face into any one video game, what would you pick?
Other than Nicolas Cage?
Besides the obvious Nicolas Cage into a Zelda game.
Orson Welles. He would just constantly be judging. He would be the moon.
You'd still put him in Majora's Mask?
Yeah. He'd be the moon.
Thanks. Could I add a voice?
Yes.
Okay. How about Gilbert Gottfried?
Oh, God. Like, everyone looks and sounds like Gilbert Gottfried?
Yeah.
You should make him Navi in Ocarina of Time.
Yes. That's a good idea. Hey, listen. But you got to have the voice. You can't just have his face on there.
No, not at all.
Oh, man. No one would play that game. Can you imagine a speed run of that game with Gilbert Gottfried's? People would find ways to finish the game even quicker.
Okay. That's something else I'll have to think about. I have no idea. Oh, well. You guys ready for a music break?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. We'll be right back.
we're back. That was The Cloma by Corset Lore. Dig that crunchy chiptune sweetness. And now it's time for the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
For anyone who somehow doesn't know by now, this is the part of the show where each of us co-hosts has secretly chosen a retro game. We'll have 1 minute to introduce it, and then we're just going to argue about who picked the best game. But the best part is that you, the listener, get to participate by voting in a poll on the podcast page. So hopefully one of our arguments will sway you. And guys, 2 episodes ago, episode 29, we had a theme. Video games that somehow acknowledge Canada within them. Can either of you guess who won?
Was it Hunter?
No, it was me.
Nah.
First of all, how did you guys find games that mentioned Canada?
Well, Jason went the blatant route with Yukon Trail.
Yeah.
And Hunter.
Oh, I lost by 2 votes.
And then Hunter went with Saturday Night Slam Masters, which he remembered having a Canadian boss in it. And I remembered that Rampage on NES, even though it wasn't the World Tour game, still went into Canadian cities to destroy them.
That's right. Good. Yeah. That was good, Eric.
To Ottawa and Toronto. And...
you deserve to win that one.
Oh, I don't know about that, but I am on a little streak right now. It's been a while.
Yeah, what the hell?
It's kind of hard to believe, actually.
I aim to end that streak.
Oh, well, good luck with that. Actually, you probably will with the Japan Week. I don't stand a chance.
I think Hunter's got that one tied up.
Yeah, he does. Let's be honest. But Hunter's not here, so no theme tonight. It's a free-for-all with our special guest, a gaming historian. So I look forward to seeing what happens here. And Norm, since you're the guest, we're going to let you choose. What order would you like to go in? You want to be first, second, or third?
Let's go third.
Okay. Well, Jason, I'm ready when you are.
All right. You've got your minute. You may begin.
All right, for this week's Retro Showdown, I went back to the Nintendo 64 with a 1998 release called Body Harvest. If you're not familiar, you might be familiar with the developer, DMA Design, who went on to develop the Grand Theft Auto series you might have heard of. In fact, you know that whole visionary, innovative mechanic of hopping into vehicles and driving them around and shooting things and being able to switch from planes to cars, etc., and all the fun that entails. It all started on Body Harvest. This is a third-person shooter where you're going around shooting giant bug aliens. I mean, does it get more fun as a gameplay concept than that? Add in tanks and planes and trucks and you've got yourself a bug-blasting good time.
Nice. All right. I guess I'll begin. Published by Activision and developed by Neversoft, this 1990 game is Tony Hawk's Pro Skater for the PlayStation. Featuring skateboarder extraordinaire Tony Hawk, you go through a series of levels where you flip, grind, and do aerial tricks in order to rack up points using various combos. All in all, it's a great arcade-style skateboarding game that is truly one of the best sports games of all time. That's Tony Hawk's Pro Skater for the PlayStation.
I want to play it.
Jason, you suck.
Sounded like an infomercial.
Act now. And that's not all. 4 easy payments.
You'll get a free strategy guide if you order now.
We'll send a skateboard to your house.
We'll send Tony Hawk to your house.
Talk to your parents if you are not over 18. Phone calls
good
with
call.
Counselor's Corner operators may cost up to $2 per minute.
All right. So we got Body Harvest, and yep, we got Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You may begin.
Okay. So I may have mentioned this game earlier in the show, but my choice is Dr. Mario for the original Nintendo. Here's why this is the best game out of three. One, it was designed by the creator of the Game Boy, Gunpei Yokoi. Two, The music was composed by Hirokazu Tanaka, who happened to do music for a game called Earthbound. And three, I think it's a little better than Tetris. And Mario's a doctor. And kids should look up to being a doctor. It's an honorable profession. It's good influence. The point of the game is you've got three different colored viruses.
15
Mario
seconds.
Throws the pills down. You stack up the colored pills to knock out the viruses. Very addicting gameplay, fast-paced, great music, and it's available on a multitude of systems. Dr. Mario.
All right.
Can you beat that?
Probably not. I might just pull a Hunter and walk away right now. Tony Hawk.
That's all right.
Pro skater, Dr. Mario. Screw you guys.
I'd just like to point out with Dr. Mario, you said the game is addicting.
Yes.
Much like the pills he's pushing.
Ayo. Sounds like a bad influence on kids to me.
Hey, no, he's wiping out viruses. That's a
pills.
Good thing.
Pop some pills and wipe out those viruses.
Mamma mia. Take these pills.
It's me, Mario. Here's some pills. Woohoo.
Hey, and you trust them too.
I don't know. Also, you know what, Norm? I will go on the attack here. You said that Mario's a doctor in Dr. Mario, which is an honorable profession for kids to look up to, right?
That's right.
Are you saying that being a plumber is not an honorable profession?
Ouch.
And it's not what I'm saying.
Well, what I think
Ouch.
It is. I think
I think the world would be better with more doctors than plumbers.
I'm not even sure that's
But being
true.
A plumber is honorable as well. I'm not going to discount being a plumber.
I think you did.
I think you're offending plumbers everywhere.
I think you guys are just putting words in my mouth.
I'll have you know my father's a plumber.
He's probably a really good plumber, too.
He's not even a plumber. But if he was, you would have offended him so hard.
Well, I think you're just offending every blue-collar, hardworking individual in general. Like, you don't have to be a doctor to be an honorable profession. That's absurd.
You don't. I'm just...
You're just saying that you do.
You know, it takes a lot of hard work to become a doctor, and you help people. You save lives. That's
pretty
cool.
You just isolated middle America.
You don't think plumbers help people?
I don't think they save lives.
I think some people have probably gotten themselves into some pretty intense house floods, but...
We need a plumber now! No, don't call 911. Call the plumber.
Well, yeah, that's why there are 24-hour emergency plumbers.
Yeah.
I almost had to call one once. It was intense.
You guys are just hating.
On
just
you?
Because
yes.
I had the best presentation.
I don't know. Mine was an infomercial. Though yours did have fact. Properly pronounced Japanese names for once.
Gunpei Yokoi.
Thank you.
Oh, speaking of the inventor of the Game Boy, you know what else he invented, don't you?
Game & Watch.
The Virtual Boy. Yuck.
Ooh.
Barf.
We don't talk about the Virtual Boy.
I think
struck out in the third inning.
I'm going there because that was quite a crippling blow on his reputation, if I recall.
But you know what? Without the Virtual Boy, would we have the Nintendo 3DS?
Yeah, we probably would.
You sure?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you're probably right.
All right, so Norman admits I'm right. How about you, Jason? Where are you standing right now?
What, on Body Harvest?
Sure. What do you think of Body Harvest? Because I would implore our listeners. I know you've heard of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater and his great legacy, sequels, blah, 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 whatever. But really, as a concept, I mean, my game is an action-oriented ball of awesomeness where you're blasting aliens with various weapons and vehicles and actually has a time-traveling storyline going on where in your game you're skateboarding.
You're skateboarding.
Yeah, and there's that horrible punk music that's bad influence on children. Has bad words in it.
This one you're shooting people.
Oh, you're right, Eric.
Eric,
what's wrong
murderer.
What's wrong with shooting people and murdering
You enjoy
people?
Killing people?
What if I do? What's so wrong with that?
Wow.
What if I do?
And? Your point?
Eric.
Sometimes it uses...
Well, I don't even know how to respond to that. I didn't expect him to say, yeah,
Eric
so,
Bailey.
So what? So,
do I keep saying Hunter?
You did once earlier. You said Eric
I know, I
Legend,
did once.
Hunter.
I think I just said it again.
I think you just, like, It was like a subliminal insult.
I think I'm used to arguing with Hunter.
You can pretend like he's here. I mean, he would have picked something like... Well, actually, he probably would have picked Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. You're subconsciously taking his place. Why did you, Jason...
He'd pick a lame Sega game.
Why... That's true.
Like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't gone there yet.
Yet.
Praise Jesus. I'll be ready when he does.
Yeah.
But really, Tony Hawk, Jason, what business do you have picking Tony Hawk?
What business don't I have with Tony Hawk?
I didn't realize you were a PlayStation gamer. Not that you have to pick games of the console you specialize in, of course. But
no, I played a heck of a lot of Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
Okay. Why not pick that?
Mind you, I think I had that for the PC.
Okay. Jason.
But I decided to stick to the classics.
Jason, be honest with me.
Yeah.
Are you so unfamiliar with the original Tony Hawk's Pro Skater that if I were to say the original is notably worse than its sequels, you really wouldn't be sure how to defend that accusation, would you?
Oh, I'll admit that. The sequels are probably much better. They just improved upon the formula so well. Mind you, the original did get pretty wide acclamation by critics.
Well,
IGN did give it 9.1 out of 10.
And since when have we cared about critical opinion?
Since I brought it up.
Oh, touche.
Now, which one was Eric and which one was Jason?
Which one played just one note?
Okay, this is me.
And this one is me.
They're both really good.
Well, where's your instrument? What are you going to play?
They both speak
pills.
To me. I actually play the drums.
The pill bottle?
I play the drums.
Oh. Good for you.
Get some drums out.
Yeah.
I can't just get drums out. I mean.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Wait, did you say Dr. Mario was better than Tetris?
A little bit, yep.
Why?
What?
I enjoy the game more than Tetris.
Are you, like, super into color coordination?
No, I'm, I enjoy the colorful characters. I enjoy Mario. I want my game to have a little, you know, fun in it. Tetris is just a bunch of blocks.
Yeah, but
wow.
Dr. Mario's
no.
not even factually correct.
No, don't stop him.
Sure
let
it
him
is.
Keep, let
no,
him
it's
keep...
not. You can't cure a virus with a pill.
Yes, you can.
There's no cure for viruses. We use pills to treat bacteria infections.
Listen, this is Nintendo World. Pills take out viruses.
There's no
okay?
science
if
here.
If mushrooms make you grow, then surely a
right.
pill will kill that virus.
Yeah, but... and all the viruses are conveniently in this giant bottle, and Mario just throws pills in there, takes them out.
Well, Norm, I'm curious. I think our listeners would love to hear more about your thoughts on Tetris.
Tetris is an amazing game. I'm not going to discount Tetris. I just enjoy Dr. Mario more. Like, if someone was like, hey, do you want to play Tetris? Or, hey, do you want to play Dr. Mario? I'd play, I want to play Dr. Mario.
Yeah, but earlier you said Tetris was just a bunch of blocks. Like, that is something you said.
That's right.
Yeah, this is just a bunch of...
Pills. Is it not a bunch of blocks?
Yours is a bunch of rounded blocks.
Part of it, yeah.
Pills with viruses with goofy faces.
At least if I am forced to play on a black and white television, I can still play Tetris. I can't play Dr. Mario.
That's true. That is true.
Why would you want to play on a black and white television?
I'm not saying I would want to.
But no, that's actually a real life story. When I was a kid, I had a black and white television, and I had Dr. Mario, and I discovered I could not play Dr. Mario, and that's how I got my mother to get me a color television.
There you go.
See, look at all the great things Dr. Mario has done for you, personally.
It's ruined my life by careening me headlong into video game addiction. Thanks a lot, Dr. Mario. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Powerful stuff, huh?
Yeah. Notice we haven't even talked about Body Harvest.
We can just go ahead and say Body Harvest has lost this week.
Yeah,
it's pretty. It's Tony Hawk and Dr. Mario.
Yeah, that's true. You guys suck.
So, did they make a sequel to Body Harvest?
Yeah, it's called Grand Theft Auto. It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, it's all right.
Body Harvest 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah. Should have picked Majora's Mask.
Too bad, so sad.
It's kind of barren, Body Harvest.
It's supposed to be. It's a post-apocalyptic scenario.
Like, even in... I don't know.
Yeah, it's just that's right. Well, I think it's one of the better-looking Atari 2600 games out there.
Oh, there's blood in it.
Yes, Jason, there's blood in it.
I just saw a guy run over a guy with a truck.
Totally happens.
Wow.
It is an edgy game.
Wow.
I mean, not as edgy as Tony Hawk. I mean, don't get me wrong.
You know. All that hip music.
Yes, that hip music. Music for your hips.
Yes. Corrupting our youth.
And their hips.
Yes. Always their hips.
Well, so we'll go ahead and declare I'm the winner?
No. Cool. No, I think I'll take it. You brought a Tetris ripoff. That's not even Tetris.
A Tetris ripoff?
How's that a Tetris ripoff?
Well, I guess Tetris is the original puzzle game, and yours is just kind of a Johnny really come lately.
So every puzzle game is a ripoff of Tetris now.
I think we've firmly established on this podcast that any shooting game is clearly a Doom ripoff.
We have.
Now, all right, to be fair, or at least in actuality, person. Yes, Dr. Mario is kind of a Tetris ripoff because Nintendo was like cashing in on the Tetris craze, but they wanted like their own brand on it, so Mario became
but that. They even re-released it paired with Tetris in a compilation.
I know, isn't that awesome?
No.
It's like two of the best puzzle games ever on one cartridge.
Yeah, but you're just going to play Tetris.
See, I wouldn't.
Yeah, but you're,
we've been over this.
Yeah, but you're weird. Like, you're legitimately strange.
You're weird.
No, I'm exceptional. There's a difference.
You guys.
Remember, I'll enjoy murdering you.
That's right, you do enjoy killing people.
Just keep that in the back of your mind. Just keep it back there as you sleep tonight.
Huh. Now, answer me this. Do you kill random people or just, like, people you disagree with?
It started as random people. You know, you just kind of drive out in the middle of the country and just shoot the first civilian you see in the side of the road just to... Be wow. sure
just to kill someone.
Just to be sure that
probably,
you
probably
really,
from playing Body Harvest, right?
Just to be sure that you really can get away with it that easily. I mean,
wow,
that's where it starts. But then eventually it goes on to vendettas and.
Do you dress up as a Samus ripoff as well?
No.
No.
Long flowing hair.
No, no, not quite. Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
In your game, can you fly a plane?
You can fly your skateboard.
Can you drive a pickup truck?
You can grind on a pickup truck.
Can you drive a tank?
You can look at a tank, probably.
So if I understand correctly,
grind on it.
In your game, you're always driving a skateboard.
Yes.
See, in my
that's
game,
all you need
in my game,
to succeed.
You can drive anything from a motorcycle to a helicopter. I'm just going to point that out there.
Can you listen to cool music while doing so?
Sure, why not?
You just made that up?
I don't care what you listen to while you play video games.
Oh, so you're just turning like a stereo on.
Yeah. Norm's game is pretty good music. I like it.
Yes. You could say it's chilling.
Are you I was going to ask, are you a fever guy or
feverish.
A chill guy?
You know.
No, I don't. That's why I'm asking.
I think
you.
I like... I think chill, you know... Chill, I feel like I'm at a lounge, you know, sipping on a drink.
It's pretty cool.
That's the chill music. You know, fever's like you're at the club on the dance floor. It's really whatever strikes your mood at that point. But I think they're both equally good. You know what? I mean, you're just adding on fuel to the fire on how great this game is, Eric.
So, Norm, where did Mario get his medical degree?
University of Mushroom Kingdom. Mushroom Kingdom University.
I'm impressed with how slowly you came up with such an easy joke.
The Fighting Toads.
Okay, that was pretty good.
That was good.
The Fighting Toads.
Shoot, what are those fish called in...
Cheep Cheeps?
Cheep Cheeps, yeah. Yep. Fighting Cheep Cheeps. What's the lamest mascot you could have in a Mario University?
Fighting Cheep Cheeps.
Fighting Cheep Cheeps. That should be a poll question on One More Castle. Maybe. Lamest mascot at Mushroom Kingdom University.
Oh, let me ask that on the Facebook page sometime.
Yeah, do it.
Cool. All right, noted.
Excellent. Do you have like a little notebook where you keep notes?
No, I have a document called One More Castle. It has notes in it.
So when I go over to your house, I know exactly where to find that file.
Why are you talking about deleting the One More Castle document? Did you come on this podcast just to sabotage onemorecastle.com?
He's a spy.
Just to gain intel?
Hey, I'm an ambassador.
Oh, is that what traitor. You call it? You're an
ambassador.
Guerrilla warfare artist is what you are.
How about Guerrilla War on the NES? Good game, huh?
That's an excellent game. Me and Hunter.
Don't change the subject.
Me and Hunter actually played through the whole thing at Midwest Gaming Classic. Yeah, that's awesome.
Wow. Yeah. Very cool.
We played a ton of NES. Poor Hunter.
I was at MAGFest in January. I played a lot of Donkey Kong 3. It was on free to play, so I played a lot of it.
You know what game we didn't play at Midwest Gaming Classic?
What?
I mean, we played a lot of NES games. We played Contra. We played
Mario.
Mike Tyson.
You didn't play any Mario.
You didn't play any Dr. Mario?
We did not play Dr. Mario. Booyah. Did not make the cut.
You know, don't know if you know this.
We played Tetris. Dr. Mario.
Dr. Mario was a PlayChoice 10 title, so you could play it in an arcade way back in the day.
Yeah.
Could you do that with Body Harvest?
No. But did you know that Dr. Mario is also a stinky doo-doo head?
Whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
He brought the fire.
Potty mouth.
You heard me.
He brought the doo-doo.
Do we really need this type of humor on this podcast?
This is what it's devolved into.
Yeah. Is this what we've become?
Well, what am I supposed to do? He brought Dr. Mario and Tony Hawk. I mean...
What?
Those are very popular games. Even if I had a flawless argument, fans are going
to. Do I have to start defending Body Harvest for you?
No, I think it's a lot of fun. I think the concept is great. It's like a
crappy Grand Theft Auto prototype. That's what you're into.
Is Dr. Mario really a popular game? I mean, I never hear anybody talking about it.
Yeah, I never hear anyone go, "Man, I could go for some Dr. Mario."
You guys are hanging out in some different sections of retro gaming town than I am. Then
I'd love to do a gaming historian episode on Dr. Mario. Gonna throw that out there.
Good for you. You do that.
You should.
And I'll put in captions, better than Body Harvest and Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. And people will be a little confused, but they'll be like, you know, I agree. I don't know why you put that there, but I agree with them.
Well,
they may agree with the Body Harvest. I'll give you that.
I'm just going to one last ditch appeal. Listeners, just hear me out on this. My game may not have the name value of the other two, but I promise you, and those who have played it know, that in gameplay value, it more than holds its own.
Don't lie to the listeners.
I'm not. You shut your dirty mouth, you Canadian.
I disagree, Eric.
Well, you can go screw yourself.
Wow.
Whoa, now you're just personally attacking me.
You know what? Stop.
First you called Dr. Mario a doo-doo head, and now
you're
telling me to go screw myself.
Well, that's true.
What's with that?
I don't even care. You guys suck.
Do you need a hug?
No. And don't ask if I need a pill either. That's the last thing I need right now.
Okay, do you need a pill?
We've got a prescription for you.
I need a pickup truck and some giant alien bugs to aim my shotgun at is what I need. Guess I should just go play some Body Harvest.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, final arguments. I've had enough. Jason, why should anyone vote for Tony Hawk?
It's a great skateboarding game.
Oh, that's like saying it's a great Japanese chess simulation. What other skateboard games are there?
Exactly. Skate or Die so much fun.
Search for...
Here, it is the Madden of the skateboarding sports franchises.
Is skateboarding really a sport? Let's not get in that debate right now. Norm, why should anyone vote for your stupid game?
Dr. Mario, the classic. Let me remind everybody, designed by Gunpei Yokoi.
Who also designed the virtual.
Music game. By Hirokazu Tanaka. And I forgot to mention this. Developed by Nintendo R&D 1, the premier game maker at Nintendo.
That's true.
It is true. And it's available on a multitude of systems, including Nintendo, Game Boy, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, Nintendo DSiWare, and you can play Dr. Mario. You can use a playable character in Super Smash Brothers.
Okay.
I think it was on their Satellaview as well.
Hmm. I think so, yeah. I think you're right.
You know what? I actually have to say two things. Number one, do you really like this word multitude, this multitude of systems? Is that working for you?
Multitude, yeah. I came up with it on the fly, and I was like, you know, it felt good rolling off the tongue.
Cool, good for you. And Jason.
And say it again.
It's almost how I like to use the word literally all the time.
You literally use that word a lot. It's pretty cool.
I do.
I like it, though. Okay. Also, Jason, I don't understand. I have to ask you, just wondering. Yeah. Norm has made it very clear, at least twice, that Nintendo has tried to bleed the Dr. Mario brand dry with multiple repeated gaming experiences.
Incorrect.
Normally, Jason, when I bring up a franchise that's been retread several times, you blast me for it. Where's the hate tonight for Norm? You don't need to be polite because he's a guest. He can take it. He's a big boy. I called him Stinky Doo-Doo
Head.
I was
so distracted, I was so distracted by your game and how bad it was, I forgot.
Has anyone ever really said, man, they're really milking the Dr. Mario franchise?
Yeah, it's the Dr. Mario franchise. It's really just selling the same game over and over.
Man, they're really milking that game.
All right, my final argument.
No one says that.
Is who wants to vote for a skater game or a puzzle game? You can vote for an awesome third-person alien blasting shooter. Let's be honest.
That no one ever plays ever.
Did that sell any copies?
About five.
I had it.
What was it called?
Harvest Your Body or something.
Harvest Your Moon.
It was like a operation, like the operation board game.
Oh, okay.
But for 64, they called it Body Harvest.
Oh, so it's like a surgery simulator.
Oh, yeah. It probably had a heartbeat sensor you could hook up to your own self.
Yeah,
Jason would love
sensor?
It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It had a microphone you could talk to the guy and be like, it's going to be all right. You're going to pull through this.
You guys are dorks.
Wow.
Actually, that'd be kind of a cool game.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. You have to use a soothing voice to calm the patient.
Oh, that does sound cool.
You literally have to use every single accessory that came out for the 64 to play it.
Wow.
So it requires the microphone. Requires the rumble pack.
I can imagine it now. All right. Hold still. I'm going to insert the rumble pack pacemaker adjacent to your heart. Doesn't that feel good?
It's like some type of combo point system where like your heart's beating really fast, but you're still talking calm. It's a multiplier.
It can use the modem connection from my game from last week to play like head-to-head versus other people around the world.
That'd be fantastic.
And the game could retail for like cheap, but that's why the catch is you have to buy every accessory.
Yeah,
every one of them.
It's packed in with a bunch of accessories.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that'd be great.
Well, how many accessories did Nintendo 64 really have? You had the Hey You Pikachu microphone.
Oh, I forgot about that.
The Rumble Pack. Could, like...
Memory card.
Maybe the 64DD.
You had the...
Expansion pack.
Are we going to count the expansion pack?
Yeah, let's do it.
What
the
about
transfer pack.
The... transfer Game Boy. Nintendo 64 Disk Drive.
Yeah.
Did an episode on that, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, huh?
There was an RF switch, an RF modulator, if that counts. Does that count?
Sure.
Did you... Okay. I recently found this out, actually, researching another episode, but did you know they had a cleaning kit? Like, you know how the NES had a cleaning kit?
Yeah.
And that's I think weird. Super Nintendo had one, too. They put one out for the 64.
Really?
Yeah.
That is kind of crazy.
I feel like by then they couldn't have fooled anybody anymore.
Right?
Guess not.
Oh. Game Shark came out with the Shark Wire Online.
I hated the Game Shark. It wasn't the Game Genie. I felt wrong using the Game Shark.
You know what, Norm? We can still be friends because I agree. I never understood the whole Game Shark scene. I was always a Game Genie guy.
It was so satisfying in Game Genie, like moving that little finger around and blasting the letters onto the screen.
Or like,
and go blink, blink.
Slightly altering the codes you got in the book to see what would happen, and then writing down the results.
That was so much fun. When I was doing my episode on Game Genie, I was like, all right, I got to record footage of me just like putting in random things. And that was the best part.
It's true.
Like running around first level Super Mario and Bowser's just like jumping around, spitting fire.
Mm-hmm. Getting the moon jumps so that you can jump over the flag and see where it goes.
Yep.
That was a defining moment of my loss of innocence. Thought there would be a whole new world back there.
A whole new world.
Fantastic Aladdin. Place, mushrooms galore. Warp whistle for you. So, Jason, did you ever play with a Game Genie?
No.
That's
I didn't
what
have
I thought.
Nintendo or Super Nintendo.
All right.
I had a PC and a TurboGrafx-16.
TurboGrafx, very underrated.
It is.
True. That's true. I wish
I... A lot better than Body Harvest.
Yeah, really. You ever played a game, Ninja... I think it's Ninja Spirit?
No, TurboGrafx? I haven't.
Great game.
Yeah?
You can still buy it brand new for like $15 on eBay.
Really?
Sealed, yeah.
Ooh, I'm gonna
very good game. I believe it won like Game of the Year, like back in '89 or something.
Nice.
For TurboGrafx.
I'm looking at a video now. It looks good.
It is. It's a blast. It's actually on the box. It's the reviewers were like better than Body Harvest.
Harvest
wasn't even out yet. Isn't that weird?
And with that, I want to give a shout out to Retroids.com podcast network that we're a part of. Check out Retroids.com for score chasing, chat room, old school discussion forum action, and just all around good times.
Very good. Very cool site. I checked it out on the recommendation of you guys, and very cool site.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, they have a number of podcasts, so if you're listening to this one, trying it out, and you're not sure, well, check out another one they have. Maybe you'll like them better. Hopefully you like us, though. We're kind of cool, I guess, maybe. Jason, you have any shout-outs?
Well, first, you can follow me on Twitter, at Jason Lamb. And I'd like to give a shout-out and thanks to Eric Hunter for not being here.
That's so sweet. I guess I should give him a shout-out, too, because that let me get on the show.
Yeah, Norm.
Thanks, Eric.
Go ahead for anything you want to plug, Norm.
Now, before I plug, be honest, guys, am I a better host than Eric Hunter?
Is that really something that even needs saying?
Okay, so when should I start full-time? Is my real question.
You've already started.
Excellent.
Yeah, I can actually just murder him in Wyatt's place.
Well,
if he dies
anyway,
in an accident
before you,
this week,
before
it's
you
gonna
murder
be super
him.
Awkward.
So I am... Norman Caruso. I am the creator of the show The Gaming Historian. You can check it out on RetrowareTV.com. You can also check out my website, GamingHistorian.com. So if you like history and you like video games, then I think you'll be a fan. I've also written a few articles for One More Castle.
Yeah, and honestly, we might have fun jabbing each other on the podcast, but Norman Caruso does excellent work. He's a great ally in the retro gaming community, and his video on Little Samson on NES is still one of my all-time favorite things ever done in the history of the world. Period.
Oh, thank you.
You are welcome. Steak dinner someday. We'll do it.
Filet mignon?
Now you're pushing it. I can't really see
that. Ribeye?
Okay. Ribeye we can do.
Yeah, I like ribeye. I'll go with a ribeye.
Cool. And if anyone wants to follow me on Twitter, figure it out. You're smart enough. And remember, listeners, you are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. See you next week!